Generation.
Feedback.
Generation. Feedback.
Feedback.
Generation.
Generation feedback.
All right, welcome to this first episode of Generation Feedback. I'm here with my mother, my own mother, Linda.
Yep.
I came out of you.
You did.
It was all sticky.
It was a hot, sunny day.
Was it good for you?
It was good.
Nice. So, the show. Let's start with talking about the show, what the show is about. What the show is about is you have had a crazy life.
Well, I've a crazy life, yeah, I guess I have a bit.
You've seen some shit.
I have. Yes.
And you're kind of you were a punk.
I was.
You were a rocker.
Yep.
You're a big Placebo fan.
Not.
No. I got carried away there. No, but you went through a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, if you can call that bullshit.
Well, I don't know. Like things that happened to you.
Yeah.
So we're gonna try and delve into that world. I know you like when I use the word delve. It doesn't sound like pretentious at all.
Well, I didn't teach it to you.
No, you're right. So, so this you can find this podcast on, what's it called? The blog, feedbacktheater.wordpress.com. And basically the way the show, it's not really a show. It's more like a conversation. The way it works is we'll talk about some stuff, we'll recommend some bands that maybe you don't know, maybe I don't know. You recommend something to me.
Okay.
And then I recommend something to you that you've maybe haven't heard of. And so how did you get to... You were doing interviews at one point.
But yeah.
Is that when... That was in Marseille, no?
Yeah, that was in Marseille. Well, that was great.
But how did you get to Marseille again? Did you live in Le Havre for a while and then...
Well, Le Havre, I was only a kid.
Oh, you were really, really young. Okay,
fair enough. Yeah, then we moved around a lot, and including Portugal, and then we just turned up in Marseille, yeah. And that was good.
So how the fuck did you get...
To interviews. Well,
to interview people.
I used to hang out with the rock people there, obviously the punks and stuff. We had this radio called Radio Grenouille. Frog Radio, it was fantastic.
The best name.
Oh no, but it was good fun, man. It was in this old building, abandoned factory in Porto d'Aix.
Who was running that?
I don't know who was running the radio.
Was it a frog?
Could have been a frog, but our airtime was like from midnight to 4 in the morning or something.
That's the best lot.
Yeah, and we used to take phone calls.
Ooh.
Which was great fun because we'd play stuff like Killing Joke, Pill.
We should do this one day on the podcast.
It was fun.
Take phone calls.
Oh yeah, take phone calls. You laugh, huh? Especially at 4 o'clock in the morning. Honestly, you get all the loopies. Yeah, and there was this guy. He was an anarchist, and he worked for the local newspaper. So because I spoke English.
Oh, you spoke English already?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I'd been to Portugal and England, so.
Well, they speak English in Portugal?
No, but I was in an English school there.
So. Ah, see? Now it makes more sense.
So he asked me if I could interview some rock bands, yeah? Which was great. So...
Did you say no straight away?
No, of course not. I said, yeah!
Hell yeah!
Oh, I interviewed the Meteors.
The Meteors?
Yeah. They were pretty cool. They were playing in Aix-en-Provence.
Mm.
And the whole security of the nightclub, they were so scared of this band. It was psychobilly, you know, it was good fun.
Yeah.
But everybody was scared of them and they were telling me, no, you're going to get beaten up if you do the interview.
Yeah.
And no, they were very cool. They just wanted to buy my jacket, but hey.
They wanted to buy your jacket?
I had a jacket from London. Hello.
Oh, so posh. Had you been to London already?
Yeah, it was good fun, though.
So what year was it, roughly, when you did the
interviews? It must have been 81, 82. 82.
Oh, yeah.
I interviewed the Gun Club.
The Gun Club?
Yeah. They were genuinely unpleasant, I have to say.
Unpleasant? Why?
The singer, he had something to do with Blondie. He was quite obsessed, so...
Obsessed?
So my boyfriend had given me a few questions to ask him. Like, do you think you're a Blondie lookalike?
Which, well, that's a great question.
Which didn't fall very well.
Wait, the singer of the Gun Club?
Yeah.
It's not a dude?
It's not a dude, yeah, it's a man.
So you asked him if he was a Blondie lookalike?
Yes. I was 17, man.
Oh my god.
He didn't like it. Big deal. I was actually protected by the bass player.
Of all the questions you could ask.
I know, that was bad.
Do you think you look like a woman?
I remember asking the band as well, yeah, why you guys got mohawks? Yeah, your hair was so much better before. Obviously. And so
you would have been perfect for like MTV.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Just, no, but it would have worked in the right setting. Maybe not just random French woman taking the piss. But.
Yeah, especially nothing was recorded. It was just so unprofessional. It was really bad.
So the singer, is it Jeffrey?
Yeah, that's him.
Jeffrey Lee Pierce.
Mm.
Okay.
Himself.
There you go.
And the bass player was a girl. She played with the Sisters of Mercy. Ooh. She was actually really nice with me, the bass player. She was cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she kind of protected me all evening. That was cool. They finally came on stage, and guess what?
What?
They played two songs, and they stopped.
Oh, that's the best gigs.
Yeah. It was in the Flipper. It was a Marseille's nightclub. That was cool. And I also interviewed Suxy and the Benches. Yes.
Susie.
Yeah. And that was great, because I spoke to Severin. It was quite a big gig place.
But how did you interview them? Like, did they show up in... Did you go backstage, or did they come in?
Well, there was this big gig, so I went as far backstage as I could.
Uh-huh.
And I spoke to Severin, and you had people from the local televisions and stuff.
Okay.
And I spoke to Severin, and I was telling him, look, is it possible if I can make an interview of Success Youths? And just as he was about to answer, there was a power cut.
Okay.
Which was quite fun. So we laughed about it, and I got the interview.
Oh.
And all the real television channels and stuff, they didn't get the interview. And that was great.
You got an exclusive.
Yeah, we got an exclusive.
God, if the internet had been around back then, you could have just posted the interview.
I know, that'd I know. Awesome. We taped it.
And oh, did you?
Yeah, there was a tape. I think it was for a newspaper called... 91 Marseille, or,
really?
Or Marseille 13, I can't remember really. But there was a tape.
So you were like published and shit, you didn't even know it.
There was Robert Smith there, he was part of the band at that time.
Oh, he was with Susie?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And we waited an hour for Suxy, but when she came out, God, she was beautiful. She was absolutely beautiful.
Especially back then, yeah.
Yeah, she was gorgeous.
She still looks good.
Yeah. That was nice. That was the good old days. I was having fun.
So what happened with that? What happened with the interviews?
Well, I don't know. I think the guy stopped working for the newspaper, yeah.
Was any of it official? Like that guy was working for a newspaper and then he hired you guys? Or were you just kind of...
Well, I wasn't getting paid for it.
No, obviously. You weren't getting paid.
No, I was too happy to actually get to speak with these people, yeah. It was great.
It's a shame you were such a dumbass. You could have... Like, made contacts and shit.
Well, at the time, to be honest, I didn't quite have the mind for
kind
of thing, no.
You could have, like, started your own magazine.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you could have.
I didn't know how to work the microphone, yeah. come on.
You could learn that shit. That could be part of your charm.
It was like a message in a bottle, yeah. I was interviewing these people, and there was no trace of it at all.
Did you at least take notes?
Not really, not for the Gun Club or the Meteors. For Suxy, it was taped.
It's like pissing in the rain.
Like pissing in the rain.
But you did tape that one. And did you play it on the radio show? No.
I think it was played, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it
okay.
must have been.
That's good.
Oh, no, on the Radio Grenouille? No, no, no.
No?
No, that was over by then.
Why was it called Radio Grenouille?
I've got no idea. I think it was linked with the local theater, actually.
Theater.
With the Théâtre Tourski. It had something to do with the Théâtre Tourski,
okay.
But, you know, I didn't know Radio Grenouille very long before it finished, unfortunately. Because that was good fun. We used to have such parties in there, God. That was great.
Mm. All right. Jeffrey Lee Pierce.
Yeah, come on. He's very famous. Huh?
He died at like 37.
Yeah, I think he took an OD or something. Not long after the interview.
Really?
No, come on. No, it was a few years after.
It was
'90s.
'90s.
It was a few years after.
I don't know. He says something about his health had been poor for some time, and he suffered further from prolonged use of opiates.
Yep.
So, yeah. Grim.
Grim. Yeah. But the music grim. Was so cool, the Gun Club. Mm. You had the Cramps and the Gun Club in the same style type of thing. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
It's good stuff. And did you ever like want to start a band? Do you ever start a band? Because
personally, no. I wasn't a musician.
You were a groupie. No.
Not even a groupie. Not even a group.
You just showed up to gigs and were like, "You look like a girl," and then you just left, not recording anything, just insulting people. It's like take a dump on the stage.
Yeah, but it was great.
You had a really good plan. Right?
Yeah, I had no plan.
No plan.
I had no plan. No. I mean, the guy who actually made me do that ended up in Sandinista fighting for the revolution. He was
really?
A real anarchist.
Oh
he did some
God.
Jail because he put a bomb in the National Front head office. Crazy guy. He did it with his own motorbike. What an idiot.
What do you mean?
He drove to the head office.
Well, he actually drove in the building.
No, but he drove with his motorbike and his number plate.
Uh-huh. That's really smart.
Dropped a bomb in there and got caught and went to jail.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Did he kill anyone?
No.
No one got hurt.
It was just the administration. He wanted to blow away all the papers.
You know? Oh, okay.
I mean, nothing wrong there. Really.
Well, nothing wrong. I don't know about that.
He was an anarchist.
He was an anarchist.
Nice guy.
Yeah. All right. But, so what were we talking about? We're talking about, yes, you wanted to recommend something. I don't know if you did.
Per Ubu.
Ubu?
Yes.
Why did you say Per?
Because they're called Per Ubu.
Per Ubu.
Per Ubu.
Yeah, you mentioned this band, and I'd never heard of them. The name sounded silly, so I didn't believe you
that
they existed.
I saw them in 89, I think, in Kilburn.
In Kilburn?
Yeah, Kilburn.
Oh, I thought you said Kill Bill.
Not Kill Bill.
No. Good movie.
Good movie.
So, Per Ubu, you write it P-E-R-E, U-B-U.
Yep.
What does that mean? I don't know.
It's this Dadaist movement.
Oh, Dada, yeah.
Yeah. And he was like one of the personages, I think, was Per Ubu.
Maybe. I remember looking it up, but I forgot.
You had this big hat, pointy hat? No, didn't you?
Really?
I think so.
Hmm, I want to check it out again now.
Yeah, and I could be talking out of my arse also.
That wouldn't be new. So you went to see them in 89?
Yeah.
In Kilburn.
They were playing and...
And you had a good time at the gig.
We did. And the only problem was, I mean, Per Ubu were great, but after them came the Pixies.
Yeah, they weren't the headline, they weren't the headline band.
No.
No.
And we wanted more Per Ubu.
You were
okay?
Like,
we didn't
want this fat guy to yell at me more.
We didn't want the sweaty Pixies on stage, yeah, they were boring.
What
so then? We were pissed off and we stood, in a corner minding our own business when this stupid bloke came looking for trouble, yeah? What are you looking for trouble for? So
yeah.
I emptied my pint on his head while my boyfriend just strangled him and the guy ran away, yeah? He couldn't believe his luck.
Why would you go to, like, the two people who are just, like, out of the way?
Yeah.
Clearly not, like, looking for shit.
Some people are really stupid, though. Some people just, they feel it's the wrong moment at the wrong time.
At least go in, like, the mosh pit or something, just, like, pick a fight, who cares?
I mean, he's lucky he didn't get stabbed.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, we were really in a bad mood.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it past you guys, it was pretty scary.
Well.
But it's not the first time you had, like, a fight in a gig.
No.
It sounds like pretty much every time you went to see something happened.
Well, things happened a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst is when I got my nose broken, I guess.
What was that?
That was pretty shit.
What was the band?
Well, the band was called Leda Atomica. It was a Marseillaise band. I mean, it was the singer and her man were a bit more like hippies, but the violinist was a punk. And we were going so, there.
What kind of band was it if they have a violinist?
Well, it was electric violin.
Oh, okay.
It was, I'd say, electronica with a bit of a Nina Hagen look to the singer. You know, she had really spiky red hair.
Okay.
They did a cover for Serge Gainsbourg, Dr. Jekyll.
Yeah. Mm. Leda Electronica.
Leda Atomica.
Atomica, oh god. Yeah. It's because you said electro, so I got confused.
Well, they were nice people, huh? So we went there, we went to Avignon, which was quite a drive from Marseille. We didn't have a car. So we had these two guys who worked for the post office, kind of hippie guys.
Mm-hmm.
They said they'd take us, you know. So I went with my sister and they had a girlfriend. And we drove to Avignon. Got to Avignon, went to McDonald's to get a burger because we were so stoned. And
that really is the thing to do in Avignon.
Well, look, you're
you gotta get a burger from McDonald's.
You've been drinking beer in the car all the way. You need a burger, you know.
You need to complete. You need to kind of round up that diarrhea as well as you can. No.
A sponge. You need a sponge, yeah. Really. You know, it's not even for the diarrhea, really.
No, is it just to like make the diarrhea? Just hot enough that you can put it out.
You're disgusting. Yeah, well, anyway, I got to the McDonald's and this little kid who came up to me said, are you a punk? I said, yeah, sure, I'm a punk. And I got a smack in the face full of glue, yeah? The guy had put glue on his hand and he said, yeah, well, you'll like that.
What, so, did he do it on purpose?
Well, like, of course. He was looking for real problems.
I've never heard of just people putting glue on their hand and then smacking.
It never happened to me again. And never before.
Is that a thing that people do?
No, it's because punks used to sniff glue.
Yeah.
So I guess the kid associated punk with glue.
So he was just walking around with glue. It's like, ha ha, this will teach him.
Look, that kind of thing. But okay. we didn't know that the night before there'd been this big fight between punks and the local Arabs. Yeah, we didn't have a clue.
Yeah, there was actually, like a big deal about, like, well, there was like kind of racism going on, but there was also like just tensions with the community.
There was tensions. They were fighting for a square, basically.
Yeah.
Who was going to sit in the square? Oh,
it was it's kind of stupid.
But, I mean, one guy got killed with a parasol, yeah. So it was a pretty big deal. And we arrived the next day. We didn't have a clue.
That's insane.
Mm.
Killed with a parasol?
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, just, like, stabbed, like...
I think they put it through his belly.
Like The Omen?
Yeah. Oh, that kind of stuff, yeah. It was a big deal. Really big deal. Shame we didn't know about it, yeah, really.
You didn't know when you were at the McDonald's?
No, nor did the poor band who were coming to play.
Did the Atomica?
Yeah, the Atomica. The violinist, my God, he got such a beating.
Really?
I mean, he lost a
tooth. Oh, yeah, because you were with the violinist.
We weren't.
No.
He was in... He'd come like maybe an hour before something, so a few hours before.
So what, he was already beaten up by the time you got there? Nice.
And we arrived and when we got out of that McDonald's, the whole street, it was hundreds and hundreds of guys from, I don't know, 8 years old to 80 years old, just waiting to beat us up.
Yeah.
So all the shops closed their doors, which was really nice of them. They took in the girlfriend of the man who'd taken us. And,
the McDonald's?
No, when the hippie guys who took us there by car, they had a girlfriend who looked normal. She was no punk, no rocker, no nothing. And the people of the shops, they took her in a shop for protection and they closed the shops on us. So we were in the street surrounded by hundreds of angry Arabs. So we got in the car to try and get out of there. But the car was stuck. We were too badly parked, so...
Sounds like a zombie movie.
No, it was bad. It was really bad. One guy jumped on the bonnet and he broke the windshield with his foot. So we thought, look, we're not going to get squashed
with
in this
foot.
Car.
Yeah. Oh, God.
We're not going to get squashed in the car. So we got out of the car and got beaten the hell out of. Yeah, really. Yeah. I mean, the guy's got, I don't know how many stitches.
What, the guy who was in the car?
Yeah, the two guys who were in the car, poor thing, so they really got beaten up badly. Yeah.
But, so, why didn't you, like, drive away? Just because the guy came so quickly?
We could not get the car out of the parking space, it was too tight.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't think we would have been able to drive over hundreds of people anywhere.
True.
And so I got my nose broken, which was pretty bad.
But then my aunt was there as well.
Your sister. Oh, she was fighting them off with this lethal weapon from my granddad from the war. It was this piece of metal that got longer as you hit people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It just had this kind of spring in it.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
So it sprang out and it had a metal ball at the end. But it was a homemade from the war.
Is it stuff that cops had back in the day?
Yes.
Like a long time ago.
Telescopic something it's called.
It's
Matraque.
Yeah, matraque is what it's called. But I don't know, a stick? What they call it.
Yeah, a telescopic stick or something.
Whatever.
So she was really kicking the hell out of them. I mean, all she lost was half her bra, which wasn't bad.
The whole bra?
No, just the tit part. On one side, which was quite
funny.
Isn't
the bra just the fucking old tit part, really?
I don't know. Why did they take the tit part of our bra? They must have squeezed our boob so hard. The piece of the bra came off, I guess. That's what happened. Well, yeah. How else do you pull the tit part of a bra? That was her only injury.
So how did you get away from that? Did you just wait until everyone left and then...
Well, no. The journalists came for...
Oh, okay.
They took pictures. Then the firemen came. Police came. They took us to the hospital. And the people in the hospital were, like, ready to fight because the Arabs were coming to the hospital to make sure we...
Oh, really?
To finish us off, like they'd done the night before when this terrible fight had happened that we knew nothing about.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine, like, that they're pissed off if one guy got stabbed, like, by a parasol. But, yeah, you guys were just the wrong place at the wrong time.
That's for sure. And I don't think you can imagine driving back
from
Avignon without a windscreen, a broken nose, about 50 stitches in between us. That was heavy.
Was it four of you overall?
Well, there was that girl that got protected.
Oh, yeah,
so
of course.
We were five.
Bitch.
We were poor thing. She had nothing to do with it, nor did we.
So I guess no one went to the gig after that.
There was no gig.
No one was in the mood, and there was no gig.
Because the main musician really was so badly injured.
Yeah.
I mean, they cut his artery. He was
lucky
to be alive, yeah. Fuck. And he didn't have a head anymore. It was just a blob. You couldn't even see his eye. I mean, no, he got badly beaten, really badly.
And that was in 82, in June of 82. Mm-hmm. God.
Yeah.
All right.
Good times.
I'll play something now.
Go on.
I'll play something from a band I know called Sinner in the Mirror. They're new, they've got some really good stuff.
Really?
Yeah, there's a song I really like of theirs called Tokyo, which is the song I'm going to play now.
How new are they?
Like, really new. Like, the singer, Kim, has been doing stuff for a few years now. But it's only kind of recently that they're releasing their new single and stuff.
Okay.
They've got a new song coming out called Rain. It's very good. You can like them on Facebook, Sinner in the Mirror. And this is their song Tokyo. Hope you enjoy it.
Your skin.
comes around, would you show me how? Okay, so that was Tokyo by Sinner in the Mirror. Make sure you like them on Facebook and just hunt them down somehow. So, there was a Christmas.
Yeah, you gave me a really nice present.
I gave you a Christmas present.
Yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers on the 23rd of June, I believe. I had to wait from Christmas to
summer.
To summer.
Like 2 days after my birthday, so it was like... like a mix of presents, kind of. Like a present for me as well. But you'd gone to see them before.
Yeah, I saw them in 91, I think, at the Astoria. They were really, really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean...
that was the best time
to probably... they were excellent. Excellent. When we first tried to get the first Red Hot Chili Peppers album, we had to order it from the shop.
Oh, really?
Why? Because they didn't sell them. You know, they were not very famous at
all. Oh, really? At the time?
No.
Oh, Jesus. Mm. You should know, and you would have grabbed stuff at the gig. Just like, I don't know.
Oh, before the gig. I'm talking before the gig.
Oh, you're talking before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was 91. They were...
maybe 89. It was difficult to find records.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine, yeah. Mm. So, so we went.
Mm.
And where was it? I don't even remember. Was it Stephen H.? No.
I've got no idea. People keep asking me that. And really? I don't know. Yeah.
Was it Stevenage?
That was a castle.
Yeah. We had to like... how did we get there? We took a bus?
A train.
A train. We took a train. And then... no. What are you talking about? We took a bus.
Did we?
Yeah. Because then the bus was on the road and we could see where to go because they'd blocked part of the highway. Don't remember.
Yeah.
We saw people walking by, so we got off the bus, and then we just followed the people. And we followed people who were like crossing these fields for ages.
You had to go up a hill.
Yeah, you had to cross a forest, and then like go up a hill. It's not like a little hill, it was like a big hill. And then there was a castle there.
Yeah.
And then you go in, and the stage is all the way at the end. And I think it was in Stevenage, I don't... think it was anywhere else. Yeah. And who was the opening band? I know Dizzy Rascal was there.
Yeah.
Dizzy Rascal, which you'd seen.
Three times.
Three times, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
You're a big fan. People who know you're a big fan of Dizzy Rascal.
Look.
You know all his songs.
I'm not his biggest fan, but I've got nothing against his music, and I did get tickets for his gigs.
Free tickets.
Yeah. So, of course I went. Yeah. He probably thought I was one of his biggest fans. Yeah. I was always there. Yeah, Dizzy Rascal gig. Hello.
Always front row.
Yeah.
No, we didn't go to front row in there.
No.
And I don't know if that was such a good idea, like, because it was such a huge...
I remember this guy got his cock out.
Yeah, I know.
A beer bottle or something. Was he pissing in a bottle? what's going on?
I wish. I think he just peed on the ground. That's why everyone moved away from it. That's why there was like a big circle around him, like, oh, what the fuck.
I was a bit disappointed by the performance, actually.
Of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, well, of the cock, of the guy with the cock. Yes, I'm disappointed by the performance. Because...
well, they were just starting to warm up when it was the end of the gig, really.
Pretty much, yeah. It kind of felt like they were almost rushing through it, like the songs, a little bit. And I don't know what the album was called that came out. I think it was I'm With You. I think it was the... and unfortunately, it was the one album that doesn't have John Frusciante in it, which is kind of a shame. That's one thing that was missing from that album. And also, it would have been awesome to see John Frusciante live.
Big time.
I think that would have added... like, what was missing from the album, I think, came out in the gig. Like, you felt it was good, but it was something missing.
Yeah, definitely.
Even Dizzy Rascal kind of got people... like, he got people, at least, activated. Like, yeah. People were dancing around, they were ready to see the Red Hots. Although it was raining a bit, so it was kind of... we stood for hours.
Yeah.
And you had, like, a problem with your legs as well at the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it was, like, the worst idea. Well, I didn't think it would be, like, festival-style conditions, really.
No, I don't like festivals.
No, it was... they didn't say it was a festival. It was, like...
it wasn't a festival.
No, but... with, like, two bands.
Yeah, but the fact that you had to walk through hills and mud and things like that made it festival-y.
Like. Yeah, it was, like, Glastonbury-esque. But that was okay, though.
Do you remember the guy looking for his Black Clio?
Oh, yeah.
On the way back?
That was on the way back. So we got out, it was pitch dark, and we all had to go down the hill, which is something we didn't really think about.
And it had rained. It was raining.
Yeah. So rain plus dirt means mud, which was great. They put some lights around.
Very little.
Very little. Mm. Couldn't see shit, really. Mm. And there's like thousands and thousands of people. There's loads of people from all over England. And we had to walk down the hill, almost like slipping, like it was dangerous. It was really dangerous. And then there was a guy that was like, where's my Black Clio? No, what did he say? Because there was like a little car park there.
Mm.
Smart people who brought their cars. They actually, yeah, I was jealous of them. Mm. What did he say exactly?
He was looking for his Black Clio. Where's my Black Clio? Anybody seen my Black Clio? And after a while, from him screaming, I just yelled because it was in the dark. I said, it's on the left! It's on the left!
Well, it's just like you turn left and it's just like loads of cars. It was great.
I mean, it didn't beat Neko Case, but...
No. Was it Neko Case that you said that? Yeah, there was a gig. Neko Case was the band. And it was alright. Like, it was nice music. But we were right at the top. I remember we were quite far. And people kept yelling stupid shit. Like, not like heckling, but like just kind of... just naff things. Just
really
like
bad. Really bad.
Play this song! Or just some bullshit. And then you yelled, bangers and mash.
And that shut them up.
That shut them up. Like really loud, you were like, bangers and mash. And then no one said anything after that.
No.
But I was pissing myself.
Yeah, and so was Helen.
For the next 30 minutes, I guess. So didn't even hear what the songs were after that. That was a good gig. The next gig we went to, like the next Neko Case time, I wasn't happy at all. I hated the crowd so much that I wanted to leave. Just kind of shit crowd. Mm. The two guys in front of me were just like complaining. They were like, there was a guy on stage playing guitar. It was like acoustic, so it wasn't like, you know, techno music, but it was good. He was playing well. It was like folk songs a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, oh, I don't know if he's the best choice to start this gig. Like they were commenting throughout. I was just breaking my balls. And then by the time Neko Case came on, they were... it wasn't just these guys, though. There was loads of people. The ambient, the vibe wasn't good at all. Anyway.
Red Hots.
That's like one of the only gigs I actually just walked out of, or forced you guys to walk out of. Red Hots. So we were walking in the mud, And everyone was kind of queuing, pretty much, kind of walking slowly behind each other, trying not to fall. And we got to where the bus stop was, where we were, but that wasn't the end of it.
There was no bus.
There was no bus. They literally closed the road, for real. So we had to go all the way around and walk down this giant-ass fucking
road.
For a seemingly endless amount of time.
In the rain.
In the rain, yeah. And there we didn't have an umbrella, because we were really smart. And, oh my god. Do you remember we went through this tunnel?
Yeah.
We went through like a weird tunnel, and after that you thought it was over, but it wasn't. Because we were all walking to a train station. Because then it became like a concentration camp scenario, where we were just kind of like lined up, and there was like police everywhere. And it was just like this. Some people go to the left, some people go to the right, like depending on where you want to go, I guess.
And the sad reality was we caught the last train.
And I didn't have a ticket. Oh, I couldn't find the ticket or something like that. So I had to buy a ticket. I spent like almost 20 quid on it or something. No, not 20 quid.
We should have spent the night there, really.
Yeah. What I should have done is like booked a hotel. And then we would have got to where the bus stop is and then just gone to the hotel. Never doing that again.
Well, we got home, it was almost 4 o'clock, huh?
Yeah, because once we got to the train station, it wasn't over. It was fucking... We had to wait for the train. And that took probably an hour from the time... From that time. It was already, I would say, 2 hours to get to the station, maybe.
It was hard.
And then we got home at like 5 a.m. or some bullshit like that.
Yeah, it was really late. Oh, we were cold. We were cold. We were cold and wet.
We were cold and wet. Merry Christmas.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. It's such a good idea. But yeah, is that the worst gig trip?
Like, yeah, you've ever had? Yeah, I guess.
It is for me.
Well, there's the Avignon one. I must say,
oh yeah,
return by car without a windscreen and my broken nose and everybody's stitches was really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I can imagine. So that's number two on your list. Although you didn't get beaten up at the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I did not.
You saw a cock.
As well.
Could be worse. You saw a cock. You saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I think the Red Hot is number two then.
Yeah.
On your list of worst gig trips.
Yeah, really.
No? Yeah, you didn't get slapped with a handful of glue.
No. Nor did I break a heel or lost my bag or...
Your sister's bra didn't fall off.
Came back home black and blue, like for the Ramones concert.
Ah, but that's for another. That's for another time.
Another time.
Yeah. So that's the end of this first episode of Generation Feedback. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next time with more crazy ass stories. We'll talk about the Ramones thing, I guess.
Yeah, it wasn't very long, but it was good.
Cool.